Well, it's a water that comes out of a blister.
Mm-hmm. And in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what? You a
hole through your arm.
Or you call that, say so many men got
injured. Shot.
Mm-hmm. And you call that where you got shot or what? The doctor has to fix your what? The doctor has to, he has to go and doctor your what? Your
wound.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wound.
And sometimes when you have a wound and you have a kind of skinless growth in the wound that has to be
infection.
Burned.
Infection.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else? The kind of skin, the white granular substance that grows around the edge of a wound.
Oh.
Ever hear that called any kind of flesh or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear anybody call that proud flesh?
Yes, proud flesh is right.
Is that a
form of infection, you know. It's caused from that, you know.
Is that an older term, or is that still pretty much used around?
Well, I think they use that still.
And if you get a little cut on your finger, you might put a kind of brown liquid on there that stings.
Iodine.
And used to back when malaria was really serious, what was the tonic they might?
Quinine.
I don't guess they that's much.
Not much of a problem now. I don't think they have much.
Mm-hmm. And
used to be prevalent a long time ago.
And let's see, if a man is shot and say he was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he won't. Are there any kinds of maybe crude, humorous ways of saying that? Any kind of joking kind of term?
Saying what?
Talking about dying, or any humorous kind of terms that people use?
Yeah, he kicked the bucket. I've heard that.
Are there any kind of extra polite terms? If you want to be real polite, how might? Is there any special way you might?
When somebody died, he passed away, or passed something away. Like that.
And
more refined, anyway.
You might say he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he died
from.
And let's see.
You know, go back to that now. Some people say you don't know what he died with, but it's from, isn't it? But don't you hear people say he died with so-and-so?
Yeah, I have heard them say he died of
so-and-so. Of, and with, and is from, but he dies from something. So that's, but people just use the wrong expression.
And let's see. Now, the place where they bury people would be the
cemetery.
Did you ever, especially older people, did they ever call that anything different?
Oh, yeah, burying grounds.
And the box that people will be buried in is
coffin.
Have you ever heard that call anything else besides coffin?
Well, they use pine box as an expression a lot of times. It doesn't have, but I don't know where that would go in with that so much.
And the ceremony that they have when you die is the
funeral.
Yes, ma'am. And people who be dressed in black and so forth say they're in what? They're in
the undertaker.
Mm-hmm. Or all the people who maybe they'll be
crying. Oh, the mourners.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" If you're feeling, say, just about average, you'd say, "Oh, I'm
so-so."
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's trouble, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry."
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the disease you get in the joints is called
arthritis.
You ever heard that call anything else?